This is an important addition to the audio editorials that I have prepared. Only after completing the updating in September, I was able to locate some key documents which had not been available to me at that time, having to do with material that the Concerned Ethics Volunteers, the CEV, had prepared during the year 2018 for submission to the IEEE Board of Directors at its June meeting for consideration for adoption. This will report on that finding. Just a review, the Concerned Ethics Volunteers came into being during the year 2017. I had worked by myself pretty much from 2015 up until that point, looking into why IEEE was not providing ethics advice and ethics support to its members. And then when I found out enough material and began to try to interact with the various committees that the board had established unsuccessfully for me, I decided to invite other members, and we created the Concerned Ethics Volunteers. You may go to the main repository and find out all about the backgrounds of those individuals. We worked very hard to try and convince the board of the need to make a change. In the year 2017, I worked with the committee that then formed the CEV, and we were unsuccessful that year to make any headway. But in 2018, IEEE President Jim Jeffries appointed Dr. Greg Adamson of Australia to a new position titled Ethics Champion. Now, I tried a number of times to find out from Greg what was the role of that position, what was its task, what was it set out to do, and I was unsuccessful in finding that out the entire year. But one of the things that we decided to do, the CEV, we wanted to make a real impact on the condition of not providing ethics advice and ethical support to the members. So I found out what were the procedures and forms that needed to be followed in order to submit an action item for the board to consider it. We prepared that. We submitted it. We actually submitted it on March 14th, was dated an email to Dr. Greg Adamson, who was the ethics champion, and also Magdalena Salazar-Palmer, who that year was chair of the Ethics and Member Conduct Committee. We carbon copied the president of IEEE that year, Jim Jeffries, and Kate Duncan, I think of a Region 2 director, but she was had the role of board coordinator to the EMCC. She had to be involved in anything that affected the EMCC, and I had communicated with her during the year. So we prepared two items, a letter to those individuals I just talked about to ask them to review the material, finish what we had prepared, and submit it to the June board for their consideration, hopefully adoption. And then the actual wording of what changes need to be made in the bylaws to accomplish our objective. That was in the second document. Now, from March, when we submitted the material, till the end of June, we monitored, tried to find out what was going on. And we actually found out nothing. We never received any update, any replies, any discussion whatsoever. It took a long time for us to realize finally it probably was never even considered. We were not notified of any action that was taken. There's no evidence that we could find that it was even considered or presented to the board for them to consider. So that's the situation we have. But I have provided now in the main repository under Section Q the copies of the actual letter that we sent to those four individuals and the action item, which delineated what needed to be changed in bylaw I-305.5. That's where the changes need to be made in two areas. So that's where we stand right now. It's very important that we have incorporated those documents now into the repository. I would consider that that effort that we attempted to do in 2018, which was unsuccessful, was one of the two most important things we did throughout the work that we tried to do. The other was my finding and concluding and then making the recording And at the very beginning of the repository, in writing, reporting on the view that there's a contract relationship between the members and IEEE, that when they join, they agree to abide by the code of ethics, pay a fee, and return under Canon 10, IEEE as an institute agrees that they will support them ethically in the practice. And that's all we're trying to get reestablished, is that contract relationship. Go to the material and read it in the actual repository. If you have any questions, you want me to clarify any points in the documents or the history, or give you any further opinions of mine or recommendations, just contact me, w.eldn@iee.org. Thank you.